或者只是凡夫。为什么一位圣者不能转成菩萨？
What is the reason?
声闻能否转为菩萨？什么原因？
By following Sarah's teaching, when one is able to attain Sotapanna Magaphalajnana, then he does not enter into it because of his desire in both to practice the Bodhisattva's path.
依禅师的教导而修行，当禅修者有能力证得须陀恒道果智，由于他想要修菩萨道的愿，他是否能够不证入？
These questions we will answer together.
这些问题将一起的回答。
Before attaining any magga or phala, he can change his attitude.After attaining any magga or phala, one cannot change because the Buddha had taught in many suttas that the magga is samadha niyama. It means that it is a sure fixed law that sotapatti magga produces sotapatti phala. After sotapatti phala, one can attain sakadagami stage, but he cannot regress to puduchana stage. In the same way, a Sakadagami person can attain Anagami stage, but he cannot regress to Sotapanna or Puddhajana stage. Also, in the same way, an Anagami person can attain Radha stage, but not regress to Sakadagami, Sotapanna or Puddhajana stage. An Arahant attains Parinibbana after death. After death takes place.But he does not regress to the lower Ariya stage or Puddhajana or any other stage. Arahant stage is the last stage. This is Samadha Niyama, a sure fixed law. Referring to that Arahant Radha stage, the Buddha taught for many times like this. Aya Mandi Majadi Nati Dhani Puna Bodhi.This is the last rebirth. Now there is no new rebirth again.
当未证得任何道果时，他是可以改变其心态的。一旦证得道果，就不能改了。因为佛陀已经在许多经典开示说，道是普遍性的定律 ，Samanda Niyama。这意思是。须陀恒道产生须陀恒果，这是铁定的法则。证得须陀恒果之后，便可证得斯陀恒的境界，而不能退回凡夫的境界了。同样的，一位斯陀恒可以证得阿那含境界，而不能退回到须陀恒或凡夫的境界。也同样的，一位阿那含可证得阿罗汉，而不能退回斯陀含、须陀含或凡夫的。一位阿罗汉在死时证得波涅盘，而不能退回到更低的圣位或凡夫或其他境界。阿罗汉是最后的境界，这是普遍性的定律。Samanta Niyama 关于阿罗汉的境界，佛陀多次如是教导，这是最后一生，现在不会再有新的投生了 Bhava 或者有。
So before attaining any magga or phala, he can change his attitude to become a bodhisattva.After attaining any magga or phala, he cannot change to bodhisattva stage because of this fixed law.
因此，在未证任何道或果的时候，他可以改变他的心态，而成为菩萨。 一旦证得任何道或果，他便不能改为菩萨，因为这是定力的缘故。
Moreover, before receiving any sure predation from a Buddha or an Arhat, a Savaka can change his body. But after receiving sure predation from a Buddha or an Arhat, he cannot change his body. For example, there was one Mahathera who was always mindful of the four Mahasri Prana only. He had been practicing Samatha Vipassana up to Sankarupaka Jnana stage. He had never done any bodily or verbal action without mindfulness. At the time of near his death, a big assembly of people had gathered there because they thought that the Mahathera will attain Parinibbana soon. Actually, the Mahathera was still a Puttuchana. He wanted to see the Irimidiya Buddha. He wanted to become an Arhat at the time of Irimidiya's dispensation. This was his attitude. He had fulfilled Samatha Vipassana Parami up to Sankarupaka Jnana. But his disciple informed him that a big assembly of people had gathered there because they thought that the Mahathera would attain Parinibbana. So the Mahathera said, "Oh, I wanted to see Irimidiya Buddha, but if that is so, then give me a chance for meditation." Then he tried Vipassana and very soon he attained Radha-ship because he changed his attitude. So before Shiva predation, one can change his body, but after Shiva predation, one cannot change his body.
此外，在未从佛或阿罗汉处得到受记之前，声闻可以改变他的菩提，但是如果已经从佛或阿罗汉得到受记之后，他便不能改变他的菩提。例如有一位常常只是觉知四念处的大长老，他已经修习止观直到行舍智，他未曾以不正念而作身业或口业。在他临死的时候，一大群人聚集在他那儿，因为他们想这位大长老不久将进入波涅槃。其实这大长老还是一位凡夫，他想见弥勒佛，他想在弥勒佛教化的时候成为阿罗汉，这是他的心态。他已经修集止观波罗蜜直到行舍智，可是他的弟子告诉他，有一大群人聚集在他那儿，因为他们想那长老不久将进入波涅槃。所以大长老便说，啊，我要见弥勒佛，不过既然如此，就给我一个机会禅修吧。于是便尝试毗婆舍那，很快的他便证得阿罗汉果，因为他改变了心态。因此在未受记之前还是可以改变他的菩提，但是在受记之后便不能改变他的菩提。
During the Buddha's time, there is no mentioning of sure predation of Bodhisattvas except Irimidiya Bodhisattva. At that time, Irimidiya Bodhisattva was a monk named Ajita. But the Pitaka did not mention when the next Buddha will occur after Irimidiya Buddha had risen. So we cannot say how many bodhisattvas were there during the Buddha's time.
在佛陀的时候，除了弥勒菩萨之外，没有记载其他菩萨的受记。那时候，弥勒菩萨是一位名叫阿逸多阿吉达的比丘。不过藏经里头没有提到在弥勒佛出现之后什么时候下一尊佛才出现，所以我们不能说 在佛陀的时候有多少位菩萨？
Question 5.
问题五。
Is it possible for one to practice Vimuti Magga, the path to liberation and the path of Bodhisattva together? What is the Magga?
一个人是否可能解脱道和菩萨道兼并修行？这方法是什么？
Vimuti means escape from the defilements or the realms of rebirth.So when a bodhisattva becomes a Buddha, at that time he gets to escape from the realms of rebirth after pranibbana. If you try to attain heart, and if you are successful in reaching heart stage, then you also get to escape from the realms of rebirth after pranibbana as a savaka. So,
解脱 vimutti.的意思是指脱离烦恼或生死轮回，因此当一位菩萨成为佛时，他在波涅槃之后便能够从生死轮回中脱离出来。如果你尝试修成阿罗汉，或你能成功地修到阿罗汉阶位，那么你也能在波涅槃之后以声闻为从生死轮回中脱离出来。
So a person cannot become a Buddha as well as Savaka, a Savaka at the same time. He can choose either one only, but both of them get to escape from the realms of rebirth when they attain Radhaship. The way to attain Radha Magga is the final Vimuti path.
因此一个人不能同时成为佛又成为声闻，他只能选择其中一个。不过二者在修到阿罗汉位时都能从生死轮回中脱离出来，阿罗汉道就是解脱道。
Question 6.
问题六。
Is this method of meditation purely for liberation only, or does it also include the Bodhisattva way?
这个禅修法只是为了解脱的目的，或者也包括菩萨道的目的。
It is for both. In a previous lecture, I had explained the Sakyamuni Buddha was a man in 9 of.His past lives as a bodhisattva. If we summarize his practices in these 9 lives, then there are only sila, samadhi, pinya, the 3 trainings. The bodhisattva could also practice the 8 samapatti, mundane psychic powers, and vipassana up to sankharupaka jnana.
这禅法具有上面两个目的。在上次的演讲中我已经解释了，释迦牟尼佛在他过去生修菩萨道时，他曾经有九世出家。如果我们归纳他这九世的修行内容，他们只是戒定慧，也就是三学。菩萨也一样可以修八等智、世间神通和毗婆舍那直到行舍智。
Now you are also trying Samatha Vipassana meditation based on Bhajus. When you have practiced the 3 trainings up to Sankharupaka Jnana, then you can choose anyway. If you want liberation, you can choose to go to Nibbana. If you want to become a Bodhisattva,Then you can choose the Bodhisattva way. There will be no problem.
现在你们也依戒尝试修什么他和毗婆舍那。当你修三学直到行舍智，那么你便能选择任何一条道路。如果你想解脱，你可以选择进入涅槃。 如果你想要成为一位菩萨，你可以选择菩萨道，这当中没有任何问题。
Question 7.
问题七。
Will all good and bad karma be ripened for an arahat before his pranibbana?
一位阿罗汉是否在他波涅槃之前，他所有的善恶业都会受报完毕？
Not all. Some good and bad karma may produce their results when they are matured. If they are not mature yet, then they cannot produce any result. They will be hasi karma, karma that no longer bear any result. For example, the akusala karma done in the previous life of Mahamoggallana produced bad results before pranibbana. In one past life of Mahamoggallana, he tried to kill his flying parents, but they did not die. Due to that akusala karma, he had suffered in hell for many thousands of years. And when he escaped from hell, he had been killed by others for about 200 lives. His skull was crushed in each of these lives. In the last life also, every bone in his body was crushed, including his skull. Why? This akusala was ready to produce its result due to its maturity. But if sa-akusala gamma and kusala gamma are not matured yet, they will not produce any result. They are gamma by name only.
并不是所有一切善业和恶业，当他们成熟时，他们也许会产生他们的果报。如果他们还没有成熟，那么他们便不能产生任何果报，他们将是阿后系伽马，即是将不会产生果报的业力。例如大目犍连尊者在过去生所做的恶业，在他波涅槃之前产生恶的果报，因为那恶业他在地狱受苦几千年，而且当他从地狱逃离出来，他有200世被他人所杀，在那些世中的每一世，他的头盖骨都被压碎，在最后一世，他身上的每一根骨，包括头盖骨，都被压碎。为什么？因为恶业已成熟，这恶业等着产生它的结果。不过，有些恶业和善业还没有成熟，它们将不会产生任何果报，它们只是称为业而已。
问题八. Did the Buddha after enlightenment said, originally all beings have the Tathagata's wisdom and other qualities?
佛陀是否在他证悟后说，所有众生本来具有如来智慧德性？
Now you have accepted that Sakyamuni Buddha had attained enlightenment.After his enlightenment, you should think whether the Tathagata's qualities are present in all beings or not, especially in yourself. Do you have any of the Tathagata's qualities in you?
你现在已经接受释迦牟尼佛已经证悟，你应该想，在他证悟后，是否如来的各种德性存在于所有的众生身上呢？特别是你自己，你自身有任何如来的德相呢？
Question 9.
问题九。
Is the arahant's perception of sunyata on his own paikanda the same as his perception of sunyata on outside inanimate things? is Nibbana the same as entering into Sunyata?
阿罗汉对他自己的五蕴所产生的空观和他对外在无情事物山河大地的空观相同吗? 二, 涅槃是否和入空相相同?
The perception of Sunyata on Paikana in outside in animate things is the same. Nibbana got the name Sunyata because of the Magga. When a yogi pays attention to Sankara Dhamma as Anatta, and at that time, if he sees Nibbana, his Magga Jnana is called Sunyata Vimokkha. As the Magga is Sunyata Vimokkha, the object of the Magga, which is Nibbana, is also called Sunyata. Here, Sunyata Vimokkha means the escape from defilements by seeing the another nature of Sankara Dhamma.
对五蕴产生空相观和对外在无情山河大地所产生的空相观是一样的。 涅槃是因为道而得空相之名。 当一位修行者观察诸行的无我, 并在那时见到涅槃, 他的道字称为空解脱。 因为道是空解脱, 而道的所言, 也就是涅槃, 也被称为空相。 在这里, 空解脱 的意思是既由观诸行的无我相而远离烦恼。
Question 10.
问题是,
Are the Sutta taught by the Buddha only?
是否经典只是佛陀所教导的?
Most of the Suttas in the Pitaka are taught by the Buddha. A few Suttas are also mentioned as taught by Savakas, like Sariputta, Mahagacchana, Ananda, etc. But these suttas taught by the Savakas have the same meaning also with the suttas taught by the Buddha. Some of these suttas are approved by the Buddha by his adherence of sadhu. For example, Mahagacchana Bhadigarada Sutta.
大部分在三藏中的经典是佛陀所教的，有些被提到的经典是被声闻弟子所说的，如舍利弗、大迦瞻言、阿难尊者等。不过这些被声闻弟子所说的经典的意义和佛陀所说的经典意思是相同的。 有些经典是由佛陀口头赞许说善哉、杀戮而被认可，例如《大迦瞻言》《贤善一业经》《Mahagacchana Bhadigarada Sutta》。
Question 11. As we cannot see the Buddha in our samadhi, then can we see the Buddha by such powers to discuss Dhamma with him?
因为我们不能以定力见到佛陀, 但我们是否可以用神通的力量见到佛陀, 以便向他请示佛法?
No, you cannot do so.
不, 你不能如此做。
One of the sect powers called Pobhinivasa Nusati is recollection of past lives. If a yogi possesses this sect power and had met a Buddha in one of his past lives, then he can see that occurrence of meeting the Buddha as a past experience only, and not a new experience. If there was any Dhamma discussion in that past life, then there will only be old questions and answers. There cannot be any new questions and answers. This is Pobhinivasa Nusati sect power.
其中一种神通力叫宿命通, 是回忆过去生。 如果一位禅修者拥有神通力, 而且在过去生中曾经遇过佛陀，那么他可以见到佛陀，这是过去的经验，而不是新的经验。如果在那个过去生中有任何佛法的研讨，那只不过是过去生的旧问题和答案，不可能再有任何新的问题和答案，这是宿命通的力量。
Any question?
有问题吗？
He had been trying to kill his father and mother in one of previous life because of his wife.
问题是，大目犍连到底造了什么业，而受到这么悲惨的果报？禅师回答说，他过去生中，曾经杀父母，因为妻子的缘故。
But he did not successful. He did not kill. They do not die. He tried to kill only.
他只是尝试杀父母，但是他的父母没有死去。
He tried his parents up to nearly death.
他尝打他，他们的他的父母差不多死去。
One day. In one day, there are many agus like Chetanas Oka.
在一次的恶业里中，有很多不善的思升起 Chetana.
Within 1 second, billions of agus like Chetanas came Oka.
在一秒钟有亿万的不善的思升起。
If he tried to give his mother and father for about 1 hour, suppose, then there will be many agusala chidanas.
假设他尝试杀死父母一个小时，那他就会很多不善的思升起。
Among these agusala jetanas, one jetana can produce one bad rasa.
在这么多的不善思之中，只要一个不善思就能够产生果报了。
One bad rasa means to produce in hell for many times.
一个恶报只可以堕入地狱或者畜生道。
When he escaped from hell, the remaining agusala jetanas produced bad rasas successively.
当他从地狱出来，他的恶业还是持续在发生他的效果。
So for many lives, he suffers many sufferings because of this agusala.
所以他由于这不善的业而受苦多生。
Okay.
Mm. 分很多层次的什么天，可以不可以跟天人沟通啊？在禅那中吗？When staying in the eighth samapatti, or out of the eighth samapatti.Can one communicate with Deva or Brahma?
Yeah. Samapatti cannot communicate. If you want to communicate, then you should try sex power.
问题是说，在四禅八定里头，或者初定，是否能够和天人沟通啊？禅师回答是不能。假如想要跟天人沟通的话，要依靠神通。
Do you want?
你要吗？
And please try. To possess Adivida Abhinyana Sakh power.
What Sakh?
Adivida Abhinyana Sakh power.
神主啊， 尝试修神足通。
You can communicate with the devas.
可以跟天人沟通。谁？啊，有一个人呐、啊，否定，啊，没有神通。